and welcome to Behind the Mic Radio. I am your host, DJ Delta Dawn, or Dawn Mac, as some call me. And so glad to be here with you on this Wednesday evening. And hello out there to all of you. Welcome. And if you're brand new to our program this evening, welcome as well, and thank you so much for choosing to stop by and check us out tonight. We are so excited because we have got a guest tonight that is iconic in her own right. She's done so many incredible things, and to give you a little background on her, I am just stoked that she could be here tonight. She is incredibly busy, and to give us any time at all is just such an honor. Our special guest, she is an influential singer, actor, and performer, and the very proud daughter of iconic entertainer Dean Martin, one of my all-time favorite performers. She achieved success early in her career in films, theater, and television, then quickly added to her repertoire recording artist, best-selling author, nationally syndicated radio host, licensed pilot, and business entrepreneur. She is the author of her best-selling memoir, Memories Are Made of This, Dean Martin Through His Daughter's Eyes, which is being made into a movie directed by actor Joe Mantegna, with screenplay written by actor, writer, television host Bonnie Hunt, and starring Jennifer Love Hewitt. Her new album is Destination Moon and features a duet with her legendary father, Dean Martin, entitled True Love. Following the release of her new album, she will embark on an international Valari concert tour. We are so incredibly proud and honored to welcome tonight Dina Martin. Hello.
Hello. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I am good. Excited to talk to you. But you are good. That was a wonderful introduction.
Well, thank you. I'll take that as a compliment. I do appreciate it. But it was, you know, you've done so many incredible things that it bears mentioning. I tell you, it's so impressive, and it's just a lot to talk about. And I'm so honored to have you here. So thank you so very much for giving us some of your time this evening.
Well, it is my pleasure. This is what we do. This is great.
Yes, that is.
Uh-huh.
Now, you know, to start out this evening, I just wasn't sure where to begin because you have had such a stellar career in so many areas. And I guess I want to begin, though, by asking you, did you know at a young age that you wanted to pursue the entertainment industry? I mean, was it something that was just kind of in your blood naturally because of who your father was? Or did this kind of hit you along the way somewhere?
No, you know what? I think I always knew that I wanted to do it. And luckily enough, I was given, you know, ballet lessons and tap lessons and piano lessons. And so I was always kind of doing it. You know, I was involved in it. And I was, you know, naturally kind of athletic and everything. So was my dad, and everybody in the family was. And I think that I remember... Actually, I remember going to the Sands Hotel and watching my father come out on stage, and I heard, you know, the crowd around me when he walked out on stage, and everyone went, "Oh, there he is!" Mm-hmm. You know? And then he started to sing, and he introduced me, and I remember, you know, the audience, you know, they were just applauding, and the spotlight was on me. And I thought, gee, I want to do this. I think I should do this. And, you know, but I was so lucky. I was fortunate to have all those kind of lessons and all of these great role models all around me all my life.
Oh, most definitely. And you know, and speaking of that, you have done it all, it seems like. You know, you're an actress, singer, performer, author, radio host. I mean, the list goes on and on. What aspect of your career have you enjoyed most thus far?
You know, that's easy for me. It's getting up in front of an audience and singing in front of, you know, great musicians. There's the response is, you know, immediate. You know, of course, I loved being in television and then doing plays, of course. And in fact, when you're in a play, when you're a Broadway play or a play, the response is immediate also. When you're mm-hmm. doing TV or movies, you get out there and it's just you with the crew, right, and the mm-hmm. and the camera, and so you don't get the response that a live performance gives you. And for me, that's just so exciting, and it's always new and different, and we're always striving to, you know, do better. But it's that immediate response from the audience that gets me every time. And I love all the other mediums. You know, it was wonderful for me when I was writing the book, you know, just to sit there alone and, you know, put down my thoughts. And then, of course, to interview people, that was fun. So I would get, you know, think of a question to ask, you know, say Jerry Lewis about my dad and then getting that response from him. So it's all, you know, it's different. You know, because that's kind of like an alone time when you're creating, you know, your stories and reliving and memories and going back through your life. That was quite a tough thing to do, but it was, you know, enjoyable. For me, which is great, I enjoy the process of doing what it is that I'm doing at the time. It's not just getting to the end, you know, the destination. For me, it's really the journey along the way, and it's exciting. It's exciting to me. And I, of course, love being in the recording studio to hear, you know, to have the great musicians, wonderful arrangements, and sing these songs that have been so important, you know, the Great American Songbook. So it's all of it for me. It's just, you know, I just get such a kick out of it.
Well, and you know, to many people, you know, knowing you for all the things you've accomplished and just the stellar career that you've had, not to mention your dad, but, you know, it's just been a very charmed life in a way because you've gotten to do some things that not everyone gets to do and some wonderful experiences that, you know, are memorable in itself, you know, that you have with you for the rest of your life, which I think is just absolutely incredible.
Yes, I have been very fortunate. I've been blessed, and it was charmed. So lucky to have all these people in my life. And, you know, when I think about Frank Sinatra, Uncle Frank, you know, giving me my really, you know, my first singing lesson, you know, when you're talking to him. And he was always so interested. There was something about Frank Sinatra that was so great. I mean, there were a lot of things interesting about Frank Sinatra, but that he really cared about, you know, the music and people, and he just he would sit down and talk to me, which was so great. And, you know, and I had that also with Jerry Lewis, who, you know, they love to help and mentor people. So I've had, you know, imagine this, Don, you know, sitting at your house on Christmas Eve singing Christmas carols with Rosemary Clooney.
Oh,
you know,
wow.
Yeah, and when I think back about all those incredible times that I have, I thank God. It was just amazing.
And you know, and the people you're speaking of are all legendary in their own way, and right. So loved, you know, by fans everywhere, and even to the, you know, they live on. They, even though they're not with them, they live on. And, you know, you mentioned Rosemary Clooney. I mean, she's just one of my favorites. And White Christmas, just I watch it even when it's not Christmas. It's just one of those iconic movies. You know, there was something so mesmerizing about her voice, her presentation, and, you know, in that movie, and it just was unbelievable. And but, yes, the memories, I'm sure, for you are just unsurpassed of anything else that you could have done anywhere else, you know. It's just unbelievable.
That's exactly right. And, you know, I love White Christmas. And, you know, watching her in the gowns, you know, I mean, her dresses. I mean, and that every year, of course, we watch it, you know, at Christmas time, you know, along with It's a Wonderful Life, of course.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
there
are two movies you have to watch that. And, you know, So knowing Rosemary, which was, you know, absolutely, you know, just remarkable to me, but then going down to the Dean Martin show and meeting, you know, Peggy Lee and Ella Fitzgerald and the Mills brothers, or having Tony Bennett come over to the house, and, you know, and Andy Williams. Andy was a dear, dear friend, and actually he recorded his last song with me. He did the duet with me from my on my White Christmas album. He did White Christmas with me.
Oh.
So what an incredible, incredible you know, event that was for me to have Andy Williams sing White Christmas with me on my album. You know, I mean, he's Mr. Christmas.
That would be a dream come true for most anyone. I mean, as you're talking about all these people, it is just like a trip down memory lane of nostalgia for me. I grew up loving all of these. individuals and their craft and their music. And I mean, to me, they are kind of what made music what it is, and then they set the tone for the nostalgia that lives on today. I mean, to me, for Christmas, to hear Andy Williams sing "It's the Most Wonderful Time of the Year" is just like, okay, my holiday season is now started. I've heard Andy sing this for the first time this year. It has been that way since I was a little girl, you know, and he was singing it. So it's just those moments in time that stay with you as you go through life that are unforgettable.
That's exactly right, and I'm here trying to create, you know, new moments and new memories for people, and keeping these incredible songs alive, and it's just a treat for me and a thrill.
Oh yeah, well, let's talk a moment about your dad, and because you having grown up around watching him do, you know, perform and be the entertainer he was, what are some of your fondest memories of him?
Well, first of all, he was so sweet, you know, and funny. And the way you saw him, you know, how he was relaxed and natural and just cool, that's how he was. And he would come home, you know, every night he was home for dinner. If he hadn't been working that day on a movie or something, you know, he would go play golf, and he would come home, you know, like 5:30, 6 o'clock at night, and I could hear him walk in the, you would hear him walk through the back door and go into the kitchen and get a piece of bread and put a little butter on it and fold it over and walk into the living room and sit down and say hi to everybody, you know. I mean, it was just, I remember, there are so many, you know, I mean, I just remember that so well because he would walk in and he always looked incredible. He'd have on, you know, nice slacks and, you know, maybe a white polo shirt with a V-neck cashmere sweater on. And that's how he looked all the time. He was just funny. And he was someone who gave you big hugs and you know, and just like a big teddy bear. So just those memories of being at home with him coming in. And as I say, we'd have dinner every night was great. But on my 16th birthday, he asked me what I wanted for my birthday gift, and I said I wanted a coat from Wilson's House of Suede. And that was the big, you know, the big place to get your suede coats and leather coats. And he said, well, great. He said, go get it. And I said, well, no, I want you to come with me. I said, I want you to be there with me and you to help me pick it out. So he kind of looks at me, because he wasn't someone who would do things like that. You know, I mean, he went, oh, but he said, okay. You know, he said, okay.
Yeah.
He said, for you, yeah, I'll do it, okay, it's your 16th birthday. And sure enough, the next day after school, there he was, because I could walk to Wilson's House of Suede from Beverly Hills High School. And I walked over there, and he was there early. He was always on time. He was never late to any appointment. And he was sitting there with all the sales girls, you know, fluttering around him, you know, and he had a cigarette. And he's kind of looking at me. You know, like, what did you get me into? And he was still just so sweet. I must have tried on every coat that was there. And, you know, he said, well, that's a great one. Why don't you get that? And then I said, well, no, let me try on this one. You know, I tried them all on because it was so wonderful for me to have him there, just us alone. And he was watching me try on coats. And then finally we picked out the style. And then he said, okay, great, okay, I got to go. I said, no, now we have to pick out the fabric. Is it going to be leather or suede? He said, why don't you get suede? You know, and so I said, okay, I'll get suede. And then he says, okay, honey, okay, bye-bye. I said, no, we got to pick out the color. You know, and the poor thing. But he smiled through the whole afternoon where he, you know, he sat there with me. And then he said, okay, I've got to go. He said, well, let's pick out the buttons. You know, and yeah, so it was, and he said, okay. And it was just, it was a fabulous memory for me. And I have a picture of me in the coat in my book because it was just the most, I mean, that was just one memory of him just, you know, just Dean and Dina together at Wilson's House of Suede. And so that's one memory that I will never, ever forget.
Well, and speaking of your book, and that's lovely. Thank you for sharing that. That really warms my heart. And to me, he just kind of reminds me of most dads, you know, would go to a clothing store with their daughters and just, you know, and just almost like rolling their eyes going, oh, is this over yet? You know, because daughters can take a long time trying on outfits, you know, especially at 16 years old.
Yes, they can.
I have two daughters. I know, but But in your book, you have included many stories just like that of your dad, and especially of his days as part of the Rat Pack. And what is one of your favorite stories from that era of time when he was with the Rat Pack and doing his thing there? That was just, I love that, that whole Rat Pack
era.
Oh,
it was an amazing time. And I remember I took a girlfriend, and they gave me like a little weekend. It was me and Kathy. Our name was Kathy, and we went to Las Vegas, and we were staying, you know. So we had our little suite next to my dad's, and Frank Sinatra, and Dad took Kathy and I out for a whole evening one night. And we were like 17 years old. Took us out for the evening, and we started at we had dinner. And that was wonderful. And then we went to see Don Rickles in the lounge, I think at the DI. And we're sitting there, and there were a lot of people. And here we are, it's just Kathy and Dina and Frank Sinatra and Dean Martin. We're sitting there, and Don Rickles was so nervous. He didn't want to come out because he knew Dean and Frank were sitting out there.
Oh, wow.
So he was,
who knew?
He was just nervous. Yeah, I know. Who knew that he would be nervous? And so then Uncle Frank had Jilly, because Jilly was with him, he had him go out and buy 50 newspapers. And so he gave everybody a newspaper in the lounge, and he told everybody, you know, the audience, you know, who were sitting around, they were all kind of mesmerized that Dean Martin and Frank Sinatra were there. But he handed out newspapers, and he told everybody that when Don Rickles walked out on stage that they were supposed to pick up the newspaper and pretend like they were reading it. So that when Don walked out, he would have the whole audience would be picking up newspapers, and he wouldn't be able to see the audience. Oh my gosh! And when he walked out, and everybody, you know, lifted up their newspapers, and Don Rickles was hysterical, and he, you know, he started to laugh, and then he said, "Oh, you know, that's Dean Martin and Frank Sinatra. You think they're sitting there with their daughters? Those aren't daughters." I mean, it was like, oh my gosh! And we were only 17, but I've never seen my dad laugh so hard. And Frank, and we felt like, you know, such grown-ups. And from there, we went to another, you know, showroom, and it was Shecky Green, and he was so funny. And it was just an amazing night watching my dad laugh with tears coming out of his, you know.
Oh, wow.
Streaming down his cheeks, and same with Frank Sinatra. So that was, I mean, it was true Rat Pack style that night, because it was, you know, it was limousines and going to this club and then to this, you know, this showroom and everybody, and just that whole ambiance of everybody, you know, fluttering around Dean Martin and Frank Sinatra. And it was just, we felt like little princesses, and it was just an amazing, amazing night. And
oh,
that's
I'm
what,
sure.
That's what they would do. And for us to be able to be there was just great.
Oh, yes. And I want to congratulate you on the success of your book. You know, now I understand it's being made into a movie. And
yes.
Is there a projected release date on that yet? I can't wait to see it, to be honest. I know it's going to be great.
You know, well, Bonnie has been very busy lately, and we still haven't figured out who Dean Martin can be.
Ah.
So it's, and for me, you know, this has been the toughest, casting. You know, I think that, you know, Jennifer Love Hewitt, who is wonderful and a great singer, fabulous actress, beautiful, and we look very, very similar. You know, we look quite a bit alike.
Mm-hmm.
She's 100 years younger, but she's, and as she should be. But now trying to find just the right one, because first of all, Dad was tall, dark, handsome, funny. He had a look in his eye. He was, he had charisma and magic, and you know, when you'd look at him, he always had like this little gleam in his eye, like he knew something that nobody else knows. You know?
Yeah, in every picture I've ever seen of your dad, I always got that. I mean, you see that gleam.
Yeah, there's like a sparkle and a, you know, and he was just so easy and natural and. And you know, everything was okay with him. You know, he never got mad. You know, I mean, it was just okay. You know, you go do your thing. You know, and that's the way he was. And so, and you know, he just made everybody laugh, and he made everybody feel comfortable. And you know, so I haven't really found that person yet. You know, we haven't had a casting call, but I was hoping to, you know, maybe find somebody that I thought it has to be a really good actor. And someone who has that charm and style. So if you have any suggestions, I would love to hear anything.
Dina, I was sitting here just racking my brain as you're speaking just now because I'm thinking, wow, you know, even to portray your father, what big shoes to step into to play that role. I can understand why it would be so incredibly mind-boggling to try and – because you want just the perfect actor. You know. Now, Jennifer Love Hewitt, I must tell you, is – excellent choice. I could see her portraying you. You're right. You both favor. She's an excellent actress. She's so talented, and I can't wait to see her in the role of you. That's going to be wonderful.
Yeah, oh, that's great. And you know what? And she's smart. And she's a really good human being, a good person. You know, I mean, she's a doll. she really is. So I'm very, very happy with that. And it was funny how that came about. I was doing a show at Feinstein's in New York, and in my show, I don't know if you've ever been to Feinstein's, but it was, you know, it's a great nightclub, a supper club, and I get to a certain point in my show where I do a duet with my dad, and I show, you know, home movies, and then, not home movies, I have a video, it has a home movie in it, a video while I'm singing with my dad, which is not an easy thing to do. Mm-hmm. It's not easy to get up and sing because it's so overwhelming, you know, hearing his voice and singing with him and then having the pictures and everything. So the photos. But after I finished the song and I mentioned that a lot of the photos are in my book, Memories Are Made of This, and I said, we're making it into a movie and Bonnie Hinn's going to write the screenplay and Joe Mantegna is going to direct and co-produce with us. And I would actually love if Jennifer Love Hewitt would play me in the movie. And I hear from the audience, okay, I'll do it.
Oh, wow.
I said, what? She was there with her mother. And I said, what is that? And she said, it's me, Jennifer Love Hewitt. I'd love to play you in the movie.
Oh, my goodness.
You've got to be kidding me. Yes, and so and so I said, well, I'll meet you out. I'll see you after the show. She said, okay. And then I went over and we met after, and she said, I would love to do that. And her mother had read the book, and so I gave her one. But it was meant to be. It was so amazing that night to hear from the audience, okay, I'll do it. And it was the one person that I had wanted. So that was quite remarkable. But it is tough to find Dean.
I do have one person in mind, one actor in mind that just every time you see him, he has this, you know, just this magnetic smile. He kind of has the sparkle in his eye, and he really has a way with fans. But I don't know if you're familiar with him. His name is Daniel Goddard, and he plays Kane Ashby on The Young and the Restless. And he has that wavy hair like your dad did, and he's got that magnetic personality. He's just got this sparkle. I mean, just look up some, you know, Google some pictures of him sometime and just, you know, high cheekbones. And he's
say his name again.
Daniel Goddard, G-O-D-D-A-R-D. And I'm not sure if he would be the right age fit for what the casting, but, I mean, in terms of – he's the only actor that I could think of that has that twinkle and gleam in his eye when he just has that magnetic presence about him that women, of course, love, but he just – everywhere, he's so well-liked and received and, you know, and so – that's just a suggestion. I mean, because as I'm thinking about A-list actors, he really just stands out for me.
All right. Well, I'm going to Google him after we do our radio show here. After we blog this, that I will do that.
Well,
and I thank you. You know, you never know.
You're so welcome. You never know. I would be so remiss if I didn't ask you about your new album, Destination Moon. Oh my gosh, what a project, Dina! And congratulations on it. And what is it that fans can expect from this album that may be apart and different from your other musical projects?
Oh, first of all, I think this is absolutely the best album that we have done. It's the arrangements are fantastic. Of course, you know, we hired the best musicians ever. But I think it's the song selection. And it's because I love these songs so much. You know, it starts out with I Love Being Here With You, that was written by Peggy Lee. And, of course, I'm a huge Peggy Lee fan. And then, you know, then to go right into Beyond the Sea, because I've been in love with Bobby Darin ever since I was 6 years old.
You know, oh, yeah.
So I had to do that. But, you know, there are four new songs, brand new songs, that people have probably never, well, I know three of them they've never heard of before because they were written for me. And they're just exceptional, exceptional songs. And, of course, you know, for me to be able to sing Break It to Me Gently, because I've always loved that one.
Mm-hmm.
I really, truly think it's all the song selection, and they're different. I pay tribute to all the incredible songwriters, Johnny Mercer. I do G.I. Jive, because I've been singing that song for about a year now. I wanted to do it for the veterans. I do, you know, quite a few veterans shows, because, I mean, they're the ones who have saved our country, our vets.
Mm-hmm.
And so G.I. Jive is one that's very important to me. And Nothing But the Best that Johnny Rotella gave to me. And Johnny Rotella is 94 years old. He came into Capitol Records when I was singing, when I was doing the White Christmas album. And he said, "Dina, you know, I wrote a song for your dad called Baby O." And I said, "Well, I know that song." And he said, "And I have a song that I'd like for you to record." And he handed me a CD, and he said, "There's a gentleman who recorded it, you know, in the 60s by the name of Frank Sinatra, and I think you should do this song also. I think
Aww.
It would suit your voice." I know. And so my husband and I, we got in the car and listened to it on the way home, and I said, "Oh, I love this song." So I had to record that. So I think it's every song has a personal meaning for me. To be able to sing a song that Johnny Rotella wrote for Frank Sinatra that he actually gave to me, and he
mm-hmm.
listened to it. You know, he was there at the recording. So that was so special.
Oh,
and
yeah.
then John Prue wrote a song for me, and L. Russell Brown wrote a couple songs for me. And L. Russell Brown, he wrote Tie a Yellow Ribbon Around the Old Oak Tree and
mm-hmm.
Knock Three
oh,
Times
yeah.
on the Ceiling If You Want Me. So these mm-hmm. incredible writers writing a song for me is just... It's again, overwhelming. But when you talk
oh.
about the most overwhelming part of this whole project, it's singing the duet with my dad.
Oh, yeah.
I
was going to ask
love.
You about that.
Yeah.
I've heard that, and it is it gave me chills the first time I heard it, Dina. It was just, you know, your dad had such an incredible voice that was just like no other you heard. And then to hear
yeah.
you on this collaboration with him was just, it just gave me cold chills. It was just so sweet. And I'm sure for you, incredibly personal. And what was it like for you doing that? I mean, I could not get through it if it were my dad. It would be so hard.
Well, I couldn't get through it the first time. And not to mention that my husband found the original handwritten Nelson Riddle arrangement of the Cole Porter tune, True Love. So I was at, we went into the studio with, as I say, incredible musicians and did this arrangement. And then for me to hold my dad's, it was actually my dad's sheet music, and it was handwritten, it said Dean. So I was holding that. So he had been holding that when he was recording the song True Love. And I hear the beautiful strings I have on the headset, and I have, you know, I'm holding these lyrics and the sheet music in my hand, and all of a sudden I hear the strings, and then I hear my dad's voice.
Oh.
And I couldn't sing. So I said, "Cut, wait a minute, I need a little time."
Mm-hmm.
And then I was able to do it. And when we played it back, when I heard our voices together, it just, because I felt that he was with me, I have to say. You know, I really think
mm-hmm.
that he was, it felt like he was there with me, like I was singing the duet right with him. And it was so remarkable to me to listen how similar our voices are. It's the timing and everything was almost exactly alike, you know, our phrasing and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, that's what you want to do when you're doing a duet.
Yeah.
But it was amazing to me how the tone was the same. And it's still, you know, every time I hear it, it's just, it's amazing to me that we were able to do that.
I'm so glad that you did.
Oh, thank you. And, you know, another bit of, you know, a little history about it. Al Schmidt, is the one, the engineer who mixed this for me, and he is the my whole album. He's done all my albums, but this one, he's the one who did Nat King Cole and Natalie Cole. They're Unforgettable.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So Nat and Natalie and Dean and Dina.
So he did that perfect mix. I'm so glad when I learned that you had done this duet with your dad. I mean, to me, that is, you know, your dad's music is legendary. It lives on, of course. But to have you do the duet, that is just so special, and it's special for fans of your father and fans of you to kind of bridge that together and do this. And I know for you, it not only takes a lot of courage, because I know it had to have been difficult in the beginning, but now on the back, so aren't you glad? I mean, I know you're so glad that you've done this, and what a great keepsake, you know?
Oh, you know what? You're absolutely right. It just means so much to me. And it's such an appropriate song for a father and daughter, you know, true love. And then, you know, I always think back to, you know, Wilson's House of Suede.
That was true love when he
sat there for those hours. And, you know, so it's, and the song is so beautiful. And to hear our voices together is remarkable for me. And this is something that I will have, you know, for the rest of my life. And it'll be here forever.
Yes.
And, you know, I think, and it's... And I'm so glad that it's on this album, on Destination Moon, because this album is such a, you know, for me, it's a little masterpiece. It's just, it's all the songs that I love and, you know, a mix of songs. And then to end it with True Love is just so special for me.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And it is a wonderful album. And I can see how it can be, you know, your most special project to date, because this song, True Love, it just really does encompass what you and your father, the relationship that you had, is what I got out of it as I heard the song. And I had heard the song before, but then to hear it as you guys were doing it, you know, you did it as a duet with him, it was just incredible and beautifully done. And so thank you for doing that and letting the fans of your father and fans of yourself have a special memento that we now can have forever and ever.
That's right. I hope that they're going to love it, and I'm pretty sure that they will, because it just, you know, we did the best incredible job. You know, I've got all the best people behind me there, and it's just it's beautiful. So I know he's looking down on me, very proud, mm-hmm. and it's wonderful. It's a wonderful feeling.
Oh, yes, it is. Dina Martin, thank you so very much for being our special guest this evening. I could talk to you for hours, because you are so incredible and so fascinating, and the stories of your father are so touching and heartfelt. And thank you so much for sharing that and just being here this evening. I know you're incredibly busy. And also, one last thing, you're about to embark on your international tour. When does that start, and where will you be touring?
Yes, well, I'm going to start, let's see. I'm going to Palm Springs on November 3rd, and then Vibrato in Beverly Hills on November 20th, and then off to the Bronx to the Lehman Performing Arts Center, you know, in New York on the 23rd of November, and it's just on and on and on. But people can, you know, so it'll be all over the country here, and then I believe we're off to London. But it is on my website if people wanted to go to dinamartin.com and click on tours and events. Hopefully I will be in a city, in a town near them. And I have to invite everybody to come to my shows. I mean, there's so much fun. And, you know, as I say, with the great arrangements, great music, great humor. And I know that they would not be disappointed, but they'll walk away from my show with, you know, new memories. And you know, it'll bring back old memories for them, too.
Well, we cannot wait, and I hope you do come nearby to where I am so that I can hopefully get out to see you. I would love to see your show. So thank you again.
All right. Well, thank you, Don. It was my pleasure, and you do a really good show, so thank you so much.
Well, thank you. I do appreciate that, and best of luck to you for much continued success. God bless you in all that you do, and it's just been our honor and privilege to have you here with us this evening.
All right. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
You too.
We have been speaking with the wonderfully, amazingly talented Dina Martin, and the daughter of the legendary, iconic D. Dean Martin. And before we wrap tonight, I'm going to play for you the duet that she did with her dad entitled True Love. It is a wonderful song. If you've ever heard the song before when Dean did it, to hear her do it now, it's that same feeling you get if you ever heard, you know, Natalie Cole and Nat King Cole's duet of Unforgettable. It's the same really unforgettable feeling. No play on words there. It just takes you back and draws you in. So I'm going to let you enjoy this for the next few moments. This is Dina Martin with her dad, Dean Martin, and this is True Love.
Looking back when I was small, to memories when snowflakes fall, with mom and dad at hand, bless, for what they've given me.
I give to you,
and you give to me,
true love, true love,
so on and on,
it will always be true love. And I have a guardian angel
on high, with nothing to do
but to give to you, and to give to me, love forever true.
Legendary father, Dean Martin, and that is called True Love. And you can find that on her latest CD called Destination Moon. If you go to her website, dinamartin.com, you can get it actually from iTunes right now. But you also can find out where she's going to be touring, if she'll be near a city near you. And she is just wonderful. She will be a legendary, iconic performer one day. And she's done so many incredible things, just an extensive resume and of accomplishments, and definitely very, very proud of her father and the legacy he has left behind. So, again, we want to say a huge thank you to Dina Martin for being our special guest this evening. And thank you, many, many thanks to all of you for joining us. And if you're brand new to our program, welcome aboard. And we certainly hope this will not be your last time here. So that is going to do it for us for this evening. I do want to let you know that coming up on Friday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, we will have a YouTube sensation. Her name is Melissa Ernest, and you may have seen the video circulating around social media where she created a video kind of making a response to a woman who sent her husband an email on Facebook, and the video has gotten over about 70,000 shares on Facebook. It has gotten close to 40,000 views on YouTube. She is going to tell her story about that and all the things that have been happening since the video has started gaining popularity and just so many views. So we will have her here on Friday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, and we hope that you can be here for that. Again, a huge thank you to Dina Martin for being our special guest, and many thanks to all of you for joining us as well. So with that, enjoy the rest of your evening, and have a great day tomorrow, and we'll see you back here at 8 p.m. Eastern on Friday night. Take care, all, and good night.
Thanks for listening to tonight's show. You can connect to Behind the Mic Radio on Twitter at BT Mic Radio and on Facebook at Behind the Mic Radio. Check out our website at BehindTheMicRadio.com. Also, follow us right here on Blog Talk Radio where you can stay up to date on all upcoming shows. Every episode is available for immediate download upon the conclusion of each broadcast and, as always, on iTunes. Thank you for joining us.